Okay, good morning, everybody. So we move to Perek Zayin of Hilchos Ma'amrim, which requires a little bit of an introduction in its own right, so I'd like to develop that today. So we noted already in the Hakdama to Hilchos Ma'amrim that the structure of the Rambam is really extremely elegant. It's a tautology, but forgive me. The first four prakim dealing with a rebel against the Sanhedrin HaGedola, the Zakin Ma'amrim, the next two prakim dealing with issues of rebellion, hence, as we said, we start with Hakka and Kalala, which are, you know, the rebellion against the parents and the chiyuv to listen to the parents of Kibbut Aveim, and then Perek Zayin circles back, and in many ways is about the rebel against both the parents, in Anusha Me'abit Kolenu, but V'Yisro, so also against rabbinic authority at the end. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, says, endorses to a great extent the idea that the Arba Tzrichim Achraza, you know, don't really have a Chet Mavis, but it's Kedei Liaser Boas HaRabim and Ben Zorah Mora amongst them. That's part of the idea of Nidon Al Shem Sofa, but to the extent that we can root it in, the track that he's on. So the Ramban separates. He says, Yisnei Yeshalav Shnei Onshim, Echad Shu Makla, Vivi'imo, Umam Rabahem. And the second is that he's Zolel and Sove, and that's a problem of Kedoshim Tiyu, which is very, very significant in the thought of the Ramban. And then at the end of the piece, he comes back a little bit more in the direction of Hinei Zogam Mitzvah Mechudashas, O Mivu'ueres, if you want to say it's new, as, this is what the Ramban does in all the mitzvahs of Sefer Dvarim, or Mivu'eret Mivu'eres, it's an expansion, a beer, of Kabeda Savicha Vesimecho, or Yishivo Ve'aviv Tirao. Nary a mention, and this is very significant, of lo sochlu al adam, which is the dominant perspective of the Rambam, which we're going to get to. So the Koseres of Hilchos Rambam, Mamrim, the Rambam writes, shelo yaben sor mora al kol aviv imo, a natural continuation of, you know, the previous prakim of kibud av ve'em, almost nothing to see. But you look in the minyan hakatzar, the Rambam is a different tune entirely. Shelo lechov lishtos derech solo v'sove, you'd think it's malchalos ha'asuro, shenemar b'nei uzeh, ellipses, Zolel Vesove. That's a very different kind of a presentation. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Tes, when he's dealing with the concept of Olav Shebechalos, so one of the varieties that he talks about is Olav Echad Kol Inonim Rabim, and he holds up as the, you know, example par excellence, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which appears Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, Lo Sonachashu Lo Sonenu. And the Rambam writes that it includes, you know, five different areas. As a second area, we don't want to, have a Sudas Havra as if it was a regular mace. Rabbi Kiva Omer, almost the parallel case, that they have to sort of, like, you know, fast the rest of the day. It's really in the context of grotesque achilos. Ve'od amru, speaking of grotesque, a hedonist of sorts, very high bar here, where, you know, a person who hasn't first, you know, thanked God for their life and prayed to God for the, you know, continuation of their life, so that person is guilty of a serious aveira of lo sochlu al hadam. The Rambam does seem to separate it from the other five, the Raisa, the Rabbana, not our topic for now. But again, it's what the Rambam refers to, as we'll see in just a moment, is an achila ra. Again, nary a mention of kibud of aim, just like in the Minyan HaKatzar, shel lechol v'lishtos derech solo v'sove. And the Sefer HaMitzvos is interesting. Kuf tzadi hei, lo sochul adam, you know, presumably the Rambam could have privileged any of these, right? He could have talked about Harugei Bezdin, he could have talked about the Bezdin themselves, he could have talked about Kodem Zrikas Hadam, could have talked about a behema mifar chesses. He could have talked about kodem shetispal al dimchem, but he chose to talk about it as ben sora mara. His yiranimi ozola vasove machal misha me anarus of itnai mituar ben sora mara. Vua marlo soch ladam. Wabir zesh ben sora mara michal chayav emisas bezdin, and etc. And achila, which will eventually lead, like machalos asuros, that has not chametz is coming up. That's an isser kares. Yom Kippur is coming up. Or is bad enough. That's this is an achila that's chayiv misa. The achila asur mora shechayiv la misa. Wow. Kshachal achila hi ra al drachem ahem asher lo tovin kvar avra alav alopish is alav lav shebichlalos. So here this is a critical point of demarcation. Where of all of the lavin within this one lav shebichlalos, the Rambam clearly privileges the achila hara hi achila vialide shvichos damim. So while it is important, the Koseres definitely talks about the kibud av aim factor. There's no doubt about it. The minyan hakatzar, the sefer mitzvos, both in terms of the shoresh hachi as well as the lo sase kuf tzadihei, really puts this within the framework of, achila hara lo sochlu al hadam, which again is part of the Ramban's analysis, the kedoshim tiyu, but it does seem like the Ramban is a little bit more invested in, the mamre, certainly at the end of the piece, kabeda savicha vesibecha, ishimo v'aviv tiro, makla aviv yimo mamre bohem. This is a very critical point of distinction. The Rambam's focus, as we'll see throughout the parak, is very much on the achila, the maisa, achila hara'a hahi.